All right, so for me and you, just to recap, basically you're saying how you got kind of got started, but what do you got now? Like, obviously you've gone through a lot of different stuff of how to work on cars, but what do you got now?
So the space I have now all I have is I had a 20 by 10 storage unit. Now I have a 25 by 10, but that's pretty much all I've had lately. My main drift car has been, 'cause I moved to Wisconsin. My main drift car was at my buddy's house for a while. I had to move it since, and then now I'm getting a even bigger storage unit to accommodate both that and the other new car that I got, which is kind of to wrap back to like when I was first supposed to get one, is a Mazda FCR X7, which I'm now building in that same storage unit. So that's kind of where that's at now. The goal for that is to have a full street ready, can drive anywhere, but also have an angle kit, LS swap, just reliable drift car. Like, that's kind of the goal with it, is just be able to take it to work every day and then also be able to drift it. It's asking a lot, I know, but when you there it is possible. It's not cheap, but that's not the name of the game for that car.
Sorry, I thought it unmuted. I mean, it's hard, but it's definitely possible. But it's
Yeah.
also gonna be a fun little reward for you on the days that you do want to take it out. Might be it nicer days or whatever, or a weekend or whatnot. But it'll be good to bring it out so you can enjoy your fruits of your labor, where it's not just drifting, but you can also enjoy it as a driver's car.
Exactly. I got a clean title for it. I have no reason to not make it something that I can pick anywhere. And then out here
Excellent,
too in
Jasper.
Wisconsin, we have different plating stuff than down in Illinois. So when it comes to plating older cars, there's different ways of doing things where you only actually have to register it once, and that's it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, might have to look into that someday, because this shit's getting annoying, dude. This stuff's
Yeah.
getting annoying, man.
Yeah,
$150 a
you
year.
basically you get a you buy you pay 2 years up front, but that's it. You're good.
Not bad.
So,
Not bad at all.
yep, it's kind of a nice little thing they got going up here. I'm gonna probably do the same thing for my truck that I also recently got, the T-Roc that you mentioned earlier. I got that kind of in between going from my focusing on my coupe to switching everything over in that two car garage at my mom's house into the vert. And that was a pretty fun little project. I had both cars side by side and I just went boop, boop, and took the whole drivetrain out and all the suspension and just swapped it into a whole nother car.
So
I didn't
what'd you
even
do
have
with the
to,
old show?
it drove straight. I still have it.
Oh no, okay. I did not know you still had that.
I do still have it. It's still banged up from when I smacked a pole with it.
Is that the one you're on the back of the trunk holding like half the window? Or
Yeah.
whatever silly picture you had? Okay.
Yep, that's that same car. So that's what ended up happening with that, is I hit a pole behind. We were street drifting. I was getting a little, it was December, like it was like December 20 something. Like it was pretty late. It was pretty late in the season, and I was like, I want to go driving, like, and the track was closed. So we all went out street drifting, and yeah, I whacked the back end of the car there. It was not a good time.
That's
So I kind of
unfortunate.
freaked out and took the whole thing apart, when in reality I should have just left it together and fixed it, but
Well, if anything, it gives you a project to build a seat time car, or
yeah, that's the other thing.
like a loaner car. Does that make like a loaner car? Somebody goes up, blows something out, but you have that car closed. Here, drive mine. Where you don't
Yeah.
have to, if something happens to it, you're not too deep into it versus the one you got now, where I feel like it's a much different labor
Yeah,
load.
now the vert being fully caged, custom painted, and then now also going to be having the new KBD body kit and being painted again, completely, because it has new quarters. It has an entire quarter, like the both rear quarters that are all tied all to the back, That's all from a totally different car now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been busy.
Yeah, I was at Automotion and I was getting, I actually got paid to drive. It was a like a stunt driver gig, I guess. And I smacked the wall and it was not good. But
So that
I
was
think,
your car I saw on the one of the clips.
yeah, it was all
Oh,
over
that's
TikTok.
so sad, dude.
Yeah. But we
But
got it back together. The car looks pretty good now. We got a full tubular rear in it. We got I instead of buying like fiberglass quarters, I just bought metal ones.
okay.
And then like I bought a whole another car actually that we ended up taking all the parts from and using just keeping it all as spare stuff. I got an extra I have a couple extra vert trunks now. I got a bunch of extra stuff. So I'm not too worried about parts after buying that car because I was debating the big Duck Club kit is $550 or whatever. And then obviously you gotta pay for shipping on top of that. So it's not necessarily cheap to get the whole rear half of an E36. But luckily we found one that was it was clean enough where it mattered. It was clean in the under the trunk, like under the taillights and on the quarters and the wheel wells, and that's really all we bought the car for. We bought that thing for $500, and we got both subframes with it, an entire engine.
500.
Like,
I swear the stuff you find, Royce, makes me a little bit irritated.
T-Ruck I bought for $400, and then I drove it for a year and a half, and the only money I ever put into it was a $15 slave cylinder,
That's it.
and then I had to put in brakes, which was like $400, but like
I
because I
wouldn't
paid a
include
shop.
that. That's just maintenance. Like, that's gonna
Yeah.
happen regardless of who has the
But the
car.
only thing that like unexpectedly broke was like that $15 slave cylinder, and the one I put in was fine. But now T-Ruck has, so that was when it was V6. So now T-Ruck is V8 swapped. All the externals on it are brand new. The entire clutch system is brand new, with a brand new flywheel, brand new pressure plate, brand new clutch disc. Throwout bearing. It's got a nice stainless braided line on it for the clutch line. Brand new slave, brand new master, brand new everything on that thing. It's got literally anything that I could throw at it and do like relatively easy. I just bought brand new and I bought pretty decent with warranties and stuff. So
Is
the
she gonna be
T-Ruck
a
has
tow
got,
rig?
yep.
Oh,
Yep, and I
awesome.
just got that
Hell
running and
yeah.
driving right. I finally got it tuned right after a while of fighting that. So I'm going to be registering that. That's actually going to be my daily because I only live 5 minutes from work and I miss driving that truck. So I'm probably going to be selling one of my other buddies my current daily, hopping back in T-Ruck and drive that thing every day.
That's
I
awesome,
also
dude.
fixed the radio while it was down. So like I'll have a radio back when I'm driving it again.
No more Bluetooth speaker.
No more Bluetooth speaker. It's got a nice new seat in it. I bought a whole nother truck just for that motor. And the truck I bought had 268,000 miles on it. It was completely rotted out. The
Wow.
motor that was in it only has 60,000 miles because the previous owner before him put a crate motor in it. And I got the whole truck for $400.
There's things I want to say to you that I should not say on this. We'll have to discuss some stuff in the future. You
Yeah.
found
And
some really
then,
good deals. That's awesome.
yeah, I also recently got, so my girlfriend has an E36 that we got from my buddy. We did a manual swap on that. That thing runs absolutely amazing. It only has 130,000 miles on it. We didn't get that thing for as cheap as the others, but we got it still for a pretty good deal.
That's awesome.
Needs a decent bit of body work, but she wants to paint it pink anyway, so that's what we're gonna do with that. And then that's her drift car. It's already got an LSD in it, and you're just gonna throw a baby angle kit and she'll be ready to rip. And then we
So
also got a we have a I got a 99 Volkswagen Beetle 2.0 non-turbo manual that only has 85,000 miles on it. I got that kind of just sitting. That's going to be a show car.
You've definitely been busier than a lot of people I know, so.
I try to stay busy. I try to do one car a week. Having 8 cars between me and my girlfriend is a lot to keep up with, but I try to do one car a week.
I mean, it gives you guys something to do. So if you're waiting on parts for one car, you have something to do on the next car. Like, you're always having something to do.
Exactly. I'll pick up parts throughout the week for one car, and then that weekend I'll install them. And then when I'm waiting for to find or whatever parts for the next one, then or for that same car again, I'll just move on to the next one while I'm waiting, and you know, find, install, whatever. Like, I spend a lot of time on Marketplace. I spend a lot of time on Marketplace. My Safari has about 30 tabs open of all just stuff that I need to buy for all the different cars.
Remember that BMW I showed you, like the 81 or something I sent you? Mm-hmm. I was this close, like, if you go pick that up and store it, let's work on that thing over the winter.
If I had, like, space for something like that, I totally would. I wish I could.
I know. I wish I knew somebody up there that had space, because
it's a little older than getting too old with BMWs can be kind of rough. But
that's true. I just, what I saw was a roller, and I figured do like a base inline six manual, just bare bones seat time car. But at the same time, I want to finish that thing and get this thing on the road and finish that white bike and someday. But no, it's like, if you had like somebody that has space to do that, like $200 for a rolling 81 BMW.
I think it was,
That's half into bodywork. Like,
for someone who's like, that's their dream car, you know, that'd be dope, but it needs a lot of work before it ever is going to make more than that.
A lot more patience than I feel like most of us have.
Yeah. I don't have, I don't, I, my FC I got for free has a non-rolling shell. I had been trying to buy the car actually for like a while before, like leading up to it. And he had gotten to the point where he had parted it out completely. And all it had left was pretty much a door and some suspension that was actually pretty nice.
So how did you transport this thing, dude? Like, so it seems like you got
it. It got taken out of his garage on a flatbed and then put into my mom's garage when I wasn't even there for it. I wasn't there whatsoever for it.
I thought you
were. This all happened in Illinois while I was in Wisconsin.
Oh, see, I thought you came down to one of your trips down here. I thought you were down here with it.
I came down and I had talked to the dude about it, but I couldn't figure out a trailer or a way to get it there until I had already left. So my buddy with a flatbed tow truck, Justin Barnett, he helped me out with that and dragged the car up on the flatbed, took it all the way to my mom's house, put it down on the ground in the garage. And then next time I came down to see my mom, I put it on dollies.
Okay.
And then from there, I came down a separate time and we put it into my buddy's enclosed trailer. So I was able to have just everything kind of like sitting in it.
Okay.
And it was flat, so it was easier to roll it in with the dollies.
Okay.
And then, hold on, let me think. No, we didn't put it in an enclosed trailer.
I thought you flatbedded it up there, or like
I just about to say no. We put it on a flatbed, and that's how we brought it up. Because I say, my vert we put into the enclosed trailer when it was non-rolling. That was fun.
Okay.
I got videos.
Snapchat of that. That was like, F that, dude. Yeah. I would throw you guys a couple hundred bucks to do that for me. Forget that.
Yeah. But so then I had brought the vert all the way up here and we put it into my storage unit. And since then I've gotten both subframes for it. I got a steering rack that I have to pick up in Illinois. I have a steering shaft that I already have here. I just need a steering coupler, and at that point I just gotta put something on it to steer it and it'll be ready to rock. I can roll it around, I can put it in other places to put it in different directions, roll it out of the storage unit, flip it around, put it back.
So whatever I gotta do. Do you know what direction you're going for the motor? Or is it going to be up in the air and kind of just figure out? Like, you just want to get it rolling and steering.
Probably LS. I got a couple good leads on LS. I got a buddy who's tossing me a block for pretty cheap. Actually, I already have it, technically.
There's so many angry Mazda people right now.
Yeah.
So many angry Mazda people.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I
Finding a
mean,
front subframe was pretty hard. Finding a rear subframe, I got really, really lucky, and I was able to trade somebody a Twisted T Peach for that one. That was it. A tall boy from like the gas station. And he gave me a rear subframe and a bunch of bumpers, including a rear Bomex bumper that's no longer made and is actually pretty sought after.
in about 3 seconds. That's my expression right there. Let me get some stuff paid off, man. Me and you and a few of the people we know gotta have a conversation, because that's just ridiculous, sir.
You just gotta
Ridiculous.
maintain connections. Like,
Gosh.
this is somebody who had drifted. He drifts a Camaro, and he was building his FC on the side. And I had met him through drifting my E36. You know, I think it's just a matter of like when you go to the track, like the dude next to you, both guys on either side of your pits, like they
They
got
could
just
have
as much of
stuff.
a story as you do. You know, you'll definitely be able to learn something from them. You know, a lot of people go to the drift track, and especially a lot of new guys, they go to the drift track and they don't talk to anybody. They just show up and they're just kind of real awkward. And I understand social anxiety and that kind of and being in a new environment and stuff like that. But I'll tell you right now, like anybody walks up to, especially me or anybody that I associate with at the drift track, like we'll
I feel
tell
like
you
any.
everything. We'll tell
I feel
you
like anybody we know
everything. We'll tell you how
what.
to do it cheap. We'll tell you how to do it expensive. We'll tell you how to do it wrong and how everybody else does it wrong. And we'll tell you how to do it right. We'll tell you, we'll give any drifter who truly cares about the sport will as absolutely zero pro as long as, they're not in the middle of working on something or they're not busy. They're just kind of hanging out. Hey man, I can't seem to link the track. Yada yada. Tell me about your car. Maybe there's something done to your car that I could learn from. Like, or maybe there's a driving style that I'm not thinking of, or I can't link this, I know I have the car to do it. Not a lot of people are going to the track with a lack of mods these days. It's more of a
Excess.
overload of mods, and then they don't know how to drive. And then they're afraid to
Makes
ask other
sense.
people with who are driving really well, what to do, because they're like, oh, well, I have this big cool car, I should drive it. Like, who cares? Like, I almost wish the internet never learned about drifting, especially like TikTok, because it's like there's so much like, oh, if you do this, you're lame. And it's like, dude, if you're sideways, like that's all that matters. Like, I've seen people drift, circle track cars, Monte Carlos and stuff, like cars that were never ever
Ever
designed
supposed to
to
do
be.
anything but drag.
Yeah, I've seen exactly. Like, I've gone and in the track that I go to at Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, Wisconsin, I've seen those same two cars. I've seen a, 10-second drag Monte Carlo G body and that same, circle track G body side by side in the same place. Like, there's so much to learn, like from just all across the board. Like, so many people are so afraid to just ask for help or like ask questions about stuff. And it's like, if you're one of those guys that's like, don't worry about it, or something like that, if you're in a bad mood or something, like, just like, you don't have to be that way. It's not going to cost you any money typically to tell somebody else how you did something. Like, I understand that if you're in a competitive standpoint, like some people get weird about that. But in terms of like, especially if you're not competing like at all, like you're literally just at like a random drift day or something, and you have a really done up car, or you're a really good driver with a very simple car, like there's no reason to like hold on to everything, like hold on to your secrets. Like, I've helped more people through Snapchat, or them sending me videos or them FaceTiming me, to fix their car, than I could even count. Like, if somebody asked me for help, I don't care if I know them or not. Like, I'll sure. Have you tried this? How about this? All right, check this out. Like, And a lot of people get weird about that sometimes.
Go play. Yeah. That's the one that was scratching on the door for like 15 minutes that I finally let in the garage.
My roommate's cat's right next to me, but I don't know where my cat is.
I thought I heard it earlier, but maybe not.
She's obnoxious. She doesn't like to be touched. She's weird. Yes, she wants to lay down next to you.
They don't hate me.
Dude, I got six lizards. Like we could do a whole podcast on animals. There's another one over there.
Oh, so that was actually I saw your Snapchat the other week. It was probably a month or two ago. And you're like, I have a zoo. I was like, haha. Not realizing that's your stuff.
Three cats and six lizards total in the apartment.
Nope, I'm good. I got two cats and my cousin's dog. So
yeah. Not bad.
No, not at all.
So back to what I was talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, new guys, don't be afraid to ask questions. Experienced guys or guys who got a lot of money into it and know what they're doing, just in general, people who've just been around it longer, there's no reason to gatekeep stuff, you know? Like,
hot take, this isn't drag racing. I'm gonna get somebody to send me a hate message. I mean, like,
exactly.
I only bring it up because I listened to quite a few. I listened to circuit, like, road racing podcasts. I listened to Time Attack. I listened to drag. I listened to different, aspects of motorsports. And one of the things I hear in Union that I've seen myself, given this was 25 years ago that I saw it in person, is drag racing seems to be a very protected sport. They're not. Oh, yeah. They don't seem very willing. Again, I'm not saying there's not people that are willing to help.
I would say it's about. I would say now it's about 50-50. I'd say you got your hat. You got your half of your drag racers that are. They don't want to talk to drifters. They don't want to. Because I drifted a track that has drag racing almost every time that the drift track's open. That my regular one, there's a drag strip there that is almost always open as well. So.
Well, I'm just talking in their own respective sport.
Both in the same place. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you'll get about half of the drag racing guys that'll be like, you know, they don't want to. Because, I mean, obviously there's some cars that cross over. Like being into BMWs, there's a lot of, like, Euro guys who drag race. And there's not as many as, obviously, like, the American cars and stuff like that. But when they show up, like, sometimes they want to talk, sometimes they don't want to talk, you know? And that's just my personal experience. And I also see a lot of, like, other drag. I see a big connection in the Fox Body community. There's a lot of, whenever there's a Fox Body at the drift track, you always got drag racers over there watching, or, you know, or C6 Corvettes are another, C6 and C5s. That's another car that crosses over pretty well. And it kind of opens up a lot of their eyes to it. And then they also see that, wow, when you walk around the drift pits, like they almost try to put you in their car. Like they literally, like, you know, any drag racer that comes over and starts watching drifting, like if they ask for a ride, you know, hey, I'm a drag racer, can I have a ride? Like every drifter, sure, come on in. Like
you got a helmet already, so let's go.
Oh, you'll never get that from a drag racer.
No,
you'll never get a drag racer. You'll be like, yeah, come into the pits. Come look at the car. Like, look at everything on it. Like, I'll tell you all about it too. Like, and you know,
I grew up around that. I grew up around that. One of the things I saw, because my dad used to drag race, my uncle used to drag race. One of the things I saw was people would have the same. It could be a Dodge Demon and a Dodge Demon or whatever, two of the same style car, or the two of the same car, and one guy just. He's misfiring something that he can't figure out the car. What I saw in person was this dude had the same car and looks over and I hear him go, I'm 8 years old. I know what's wrong with this car. I'm thinking, why aren't you gonna help him? Like, you want to keep this sport going. We as an automotive community need to do everything you can to help grow and help maintain this. Because we, as a community, we are battling the in the future, the demise of combustion engines. So, drag racing, Time Attack, circuit racing, drifting,
just
cruising.
Being able to buy performance mods, being able to build your dream car is almost, it might not, some people, like, there might be a generation that doesn't get that option. Like, that's crazy to me.
Or if they do, you're gonna have to be on the high, like when horses started, at least my understanding, I might be very wrong, but like horses, when horses became quote unquote obsolete, like you had to have serious money to be able to afford a horse. So if you had a horse, they knew you had money. So it just might be very expensive and very hard to do and very restricted. But kind of the point was, I would love to see all the sports work together. So if it's drift and time attack, like, was it GridLife does the grip and drift? Is it?
Yep.
But I think that's one of the coolest things ever is take
they
a car.
They do grip, drift, and then they also combine it with camping and the music. So it really brings in it appeases to a large array of people, and they pay pretty good money to have big names for the music too. So, and they pay big money to have big names for all the drivers too, whether it be grip or drift. They get a lot of Formula Drift drivers out there. They get a lot of, you know, very high end time attack teams. They drive an entire series through GridLife most of them. I think that GridLife is definitely one of the better examples of, like, okay, this is the direction that
we should go.
Yeah, because you'll have those Formula Drift cars on there, and then you also have people like Slick Rick who are out there in a BMW E30 with a stock motor with, you know, just with nitrous. Like, he's not linking the entire track, don't get me wrong, but
he's out there.
He's out there having a good time. Like, I love seeing people like that. Like, regardless of, you know, what you have, like, you're still doing it. It doesn't matter. Like, there's so many people that get so wrapped up in, oh, I have to have this. Oh, I have to have this. Like, I'm 3 years deep doing, and I do backwards entries, and I've never had a hydro in any of my cars ever.
So, before we run out of time, we got like 10 minutes left because I didn't realize how fast this is going. I want to say, do you think too many people get too serious about it instead of just enjoying it?
Yes.
And
I
are
think
you
that
yourself trying to just enjoy it?
I think a lot of people get wrapped up in mods and dumping money into cars and really trying to, like, oh, I have to have this. You know, I think that's like the biggest issue in drifting right now is, oh, I have to have this before I can go out. Or I have to do this. Like, if you have a bone stock 240, if you have a bone stock E36, a bone stock Miata,
whatever,
like, any, like, if you have a bone stock rear wheel drive car that they even make aftermarket parts for, like, I can guarantee you it'll still do it bone stock. It might not be pretty, it might not be
easy,
amazing, but it'll be better than, you know, your grandma's Park Avenue or something like that, you know, like, you know, it'd be better than some other random rear wheel drive car, you know, better than your uncle's Ranger. Like, and that's what a lot of people I don't think understand is that, like, these cars were manufactured with 50-50 weight balances and, like, just enough power to make, to keep them sideways and fun. Like, you know, if you can aggressively drive, if you can drive fast, you can drift. Like, I don't care what anybody says. If you have, you know, a lot of people get afraid of, oh, you know, I'm going to hit this or I'm going to hit that. Go find somewhere where it's super hard to hit stuff and don't get near walls. Don't get near telephone poles. Like, just learn your car. Like, you know, I'm not saying go and, you know, bring 30 fucking people with you and have a giant circle and have them all stand in a circle and start swinging around and trying to get to them. No, you and your one buddy take your one car out with a couple of tools in case something breaks and go and find a safe place to, you know, burn some tires. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people that get wrapped up in, oh, well, I'm going to get caught up on the street, I'm going to get caught up in this. If you're not driving like an idiot to and from where you're going, you're not going to get caught. You're going to be okay. You know, like, as long as you're not a problem to the police, it doesn't become a problem. It's when people are, you know, driving around with underglow on, super loud exhaust and all that, that's how you get in trouble on the streets. Like, and then you have to go to the track. But a lot of people, like, you can get started very, very easily with just a simple little, you know, 100 to 200 horsepower car. Like, you know, people are all get wrapped up. Oh, I need to turbo my BMW before I drift it. Why? Like,
you would say it's much more accessible than people think it is, because I've seen
exactly.
A few people.
It's very, very accessible. If some random idiot like me can get into it, like, and figure it out and have fun and make a bunch of tire smoke and do tandems with his friends and stuff, like, that there's no reason why, you know, anybody else can't, especially if you're even somewhat logical.
So for a new person or somebody that's been in the sport for a season or two or whatever, and we'll say they're a little more anxious, a little more shy, would you recommend
the best thing to
talk
do
to
is
people?
Just do it.
Go out, do it, talk to people, ask for a ride along, ask for help. Don't
that's
be afraid,
how you
because the
get
community
better.
Seems, for me, I've been up there once, twice. Yeah, you know, I think my first ride along was with Colin and his comp car. My second one was with Ross. And I've had people just walk by, hey, you're Keo, right? You want to hop into the car? I got a helmet for you. Do you have a helmet? Like, just hop in anytime. As long as they're not in comp, they're
it's
up
all
for...
about showing. And then next thing you know, you'll be sitting in a drift car, and all of a sudden the dude will look over you and be like, hey man, you want to buy this thing really cheap? Like, I want to get rid of it. Like stuff like that. Like you never know what'll happen, but you have to make yourself present. I think that's the number one thing for getting into drifting. And I mean, any motorsport is just make yourself present. Even if you don't have a car, even if you don't, you know, you pull up in an automatic Honda Civic, like, it doesn't matter. Buy the pit parking, park your car around all the other drift cars, you know, go and spend the whole day at the track, buy food at the track, support the track so that they can keep putting on stuff like that, you know. It's just a matter of, like, being present, and then all the other stuff will just come with it, you know.
Absolutely.
I met one of my closest friends through just being at the track, and that's in, you know, and he makes angle kits and shifters and handbrakes. His name's Coda. He runs Coda Built LLC. He makes all these amazing products that make cars, you know, these cars so much easier to drift. And I would never have met him if I wasn't present. I met him before my car was manual, before I even drifted it. You know,
that's awesome.
You just got to make yourself present. You just got to put yourself in the position to meet people and make connections.
Well, I'm definitely gonna have to go on a ride with you when I head up there, because I plan to be up there a few more times in the season. I'll definitely be at the Daily Drift Comp Series next year. I'm gonna try to at least make half of them.
I'm gonna try to drive them. I want to try to drive a couple of those.
You're gonna have to, man. I wanna see you up there. Definitely gonna be fun. So what do you? We got a couple minutes left. I want to ask you one more. It was on my mind, but it slipped. Sorry, I got super big.
Okay.
I have so many questions that run through my head. What would you say, in your opinion, in like a 30-second wrap, is a good, affordable beginner drift car? And I'm taking immediately off the block 240s. I'm taking off G35s and E36s off the bat, off that block right away, because I've seen those prices go up.
Yeah.
And we're talking the aspect of, say, somebody like me who's never drifted. I just want to get in. I'm okay making an idiot myself. I just want to get in, make friends, try it out, and just do it for fun. What's a car that you recommend that you've seen or you think would be a good option?
I mean, obviously, my typical answer would say E36, just because they look good, they're very easy to modify, and there's less suspension arms than almost any of the other options that there are. So it costs you less to build it. But I couldn't pick E36, and I guess I assume that includes E46.
We'll say take off E36, E39, like those close generations.
Yeah.
We'll take the common BMWs off. We'll take G35, 350 off, because the 350s are a little bit stupid.
I would
right
say
now.
if those would be the cars. I mean, you just got to kind of wait around and find a deal for one. But if that's the thing, those are going to be your cheap options. Your best option is going to be get a clapped one of those, buy somebody else's project and fix it. And then you'll end up with some mods and some cool stuff done, and it might look cool too. Like,
Okay.
otherwise, I was gonna say, just spend the money, drop the money on a C5, C6 Corvette. Those cars are all you need is an angle kit and a handbrake, and that's it. And they are 110. I mean, you don't even need the handbrake. I mean, it'd be nice to have it though with that much power, but realistically, you could pick one of those up for about 8 grand and put 2 grand into it, and it would be done. You could beat on it all day. When you have to fix it, it would suck because of the way those cars are set up, but those cars are pretty ready to rock right out the box.
And if you don't like drift, you can take it to grip, or you can just cruise it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic, man. I think my option would be I'm looking for an oddball car, but I was gonna say a Mustang. I know they're hard. Miata, they're
Yeah,
getting up there in price.
SN95s will do the trick, that's for sure. Even V6 ones,
Anything
even
rear-wheel drive and a
as
manual.
long rear-wheel drive manual, like, and you know, at least get something that there's some aftermarket support. Don't get something completely out, you know, weird and random. Get something where there's you
Some
can buy
support.
parts for it. People have done it before, you know. Don't try to reinvent the wheel with when you're getting into a car like that. You know, once you're in it for a while, you know, then you can jump into something else and try to reinvent everything. You know, like I'm putting an E30 dash in my RX-7, but you know, I'd say at first just stick with what other people what you've seen works, what other people work if you know swear by,
Go
and
from there.
just yeah, go from there. Make it your own car from there, but you know, make it unique looking and everything. But as far as modifications and stuff, you know, use other people's experience.
Fantastic.
You know.
So we don't get cut off. I don't want to lose you again on it. I'm gonna have to. I know what I'm buying myself for Christmas, which is Zoom Unlimited, a Zoom Pro.
Yeah.
How can people find you, and how can they connect with you?
You can get to me through Royce Rips, Royce-Rips on Instagram, or Royce Rips on TikTok. Royce Keating on Facebook. I also have a brand called Kings of Chaos. They got some merch going on through there. We could talk about that another time, but
Absolutely. We'll definitely do that next.